welcome to Holy Trinity Headington Quarry for this Palm Sunday service. My name is Laura Byron Scott and I'm the vicar here. We are delighted to broadcast this service in collaboration with Radio Charwell, following in the footsteps of our most famous parishioner, C.S. Lewis, who used radio broadcasting to communicate the Christian faith beyond the walls of the church. Our hope is that through these audio services, all listening in can draw strength, comfort, and peace at a time of so much fear and uncertainty. If you are listening at home, you might wish to light a candle as we begin. Try to sit still and peacefully. Remember that through the Holy Spirit, God meets us wherever we are. If you are listening in hospital as a patient, relative, or member of staff, join in as you can, or just let the words and music wash over you, and remember that you are safe in God's hands. If you would like to join in the words of the service, you can find them on our website, www.hthq.uk, under Online Services. We begin with our first hymn, Rejoice, the Lord is King. Hosanna to the Son of David, the King of Israel. Blessed is the one who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. Grace, mercy, and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ be with you. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, during Lent we have been preparing by works of love and self-sacrifice for the celebration of our Lord's death and resurrection. Today, we come together to begin this solemn celebration in union with the Church throughout the world. Christ enters his own city, to complete his work as our Saviour, to suffer, to die, and to rise again. Let us go with him in faith and love, so that united with him in his sufferings, we may share his risen life. Let us pray for a closer union with Christ in his suffering and his glory. True and humble King, hailed by the crowd as Messiah, grant us the faith to know you and love you, that we may be found beside you on the way of the cross, which is the path of glory. A reading from the letter to the Philippians. Let the same mind be in you that was in Christ Jesus, who, though he was in the form of God, did not regard equality with God as something to be exploited, but emptied himself, taking the form of a slave, being born in human likeness, and being found in human form, he humbled himself and became obedient to the point of death, even death on a cross. Therefore, God also highly exalted him and gave him the name that is above every name, so that at the name of Jesus every knee should bend, in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. This is the word of the Lord. If you are able to, please hold a palm branch or cross. God, our Saviour, whose Son Jesus Christ entered Jerusalem as Messiah to suffer and to die, bless these palms, that they may be for us signs of his victory, and grant that we who bear them in his name may ever hail him as our King and follow him in the way that leads to eternal life, who is alive and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. We sing or listen to our next hymn, All Glory, Lord, and Honour.
Thank you.
Hear the Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to Matthew. When they had come near Jerusalem and had reached Bethphage at the Mount of Olives, Jesus sent two disciples, saying to them, "Go into the village ahead of you, and immediately you will find a donkey tied and a colt with her. Untie them and bring them to me. If anyone says anything to you, just say this, 'The Lord needs them,' and he will send them immediately." This took place to fulfill what had been spoken through the prophet, saying, "Tell the daughter of Zion, 'Look, your king is coming to you, humble and mounted on a donkey, and on a colt, the foal of a donkey.'" The disciples went and did as Jesus had directed them. They brought the donkey and the colt, and put their cloaks on them, and he sat on them. A very large crowd spread their cloaks on the road, and others cut branches from the trees and spread them on the road. The crowds that went ahead of him and that followed were shouting, "Hosanna to the Son of David! Blessed is the one who comes in the name of the Lord! Hosanna in the highest heaven!" When he entered Jerusalem, the whole city was in turmoil, asking, "Who is this?" The crowds were saying, "This is the prophet Jesus from Nazareth in Galilee." This is the Gospel of the Lord. Blessed is the one who comes in the name of the Lord. Today, for the first time in recent history, Christians are not marking Holy Week with the large public gathering known as the Palm Sunday procession. I'm sure many of us feel a sense of loss over this, because Palm Sunday is one of the most memorable days of the church year. Whether it's the amusement of welcoming a live donkey to church, the surreal experience of processing through a busy street in robes and song, or the sheer joy we feel at suspending just for a moment our Lenten penitence with an act of joyful praise, this year's Palm Sunday will be memorable for a very different reason. We are not at church. We are home, or at work, or in hospital. How then can we enter into the Palm Sunday story this Holy Week? We owe to St. Ignatius of Loyola the spiritual practice of imaginative engagement with Scripture, entering into the Gospel scenes with the resources of our minds. As we reflect on this extraordinary scene, the triumphal entry into Jerusalem, we can all do the same. We cannot reenact the events of that first Palm Sunday in the traditional way, but we can paint a picture in word and symbol of a procession which gave so much joy to that first crowd of followers. Blessed is the one who comes in the name of the Lord. First, I ask you to consider whether there might have been two processions that first Palm Sunday, one from the west and one from the east. From the west came Pilate, Roman governor of Judea, on horse and chariot, accompanied by soldiers, armor glistening, weapons at the ready, in case the Passover celebrations got out of hand. And from the east came Jesus of Nazareth, in ordinary clothes, riding on a humble, borrowed donkey, unarmed, vulnerable. Matthew quotes the prophet Zechariah, "Look, your king is coming to you." What kind of king is this? And where is this procession going? The Palm Sunday story invites us to confront the kingship of Jesus, even though for many of us, a king is a distant figure of history, at best, a benign figurehead, at worst, a symbol of absolute power. Palm Sunday offers us three images or symbols for a king that would never have crossed our minds during a history lesson, a donkey, a tree branch, and a cross. What kind of king is this? And where is this procession going? First, the donkey. The donkey is to be contrasted from a war horse, representing peace over conflict. We also know that donkeys carry the loads of others. According to tradition, a donkey has carried this king once before on the journey to Bethlehem. This is a king who was born in poverty amongst farm animals. This is a king who, according to our first reading, was equal in power to the creator of the universe, but humbled himself to become a frail human being. What kind of king is this, who is humble, who refuses to exploit power, who serves others? And where is this procession going? This brings us to the next image in the story, the palm branch. Palm branches were a well-known symbol of kingship and victory, particularly in Roman culture. They were also seen as a symbol of peace, because victory signals the end of conflict or competition. When the crowds placed their branches on the road, they were looking expectantly to Jesus as the one who would bring victory, freedom from Roman oppression, and peace at last. They had glimpsed another kind of peace in the life and teachings of Christ, a peace not won through earthly displays of power, competing for strength, or promoting fear, but through humility, service, risk, and vulnerability. What kind of king is this, and where is this procession going? Well, we know the answer to this question as we ponder the most unlikely symbol of kingship, a cross. We traditionally distribute palm crosses today, and the palm cross merges together two symbols, the palm tree, the material of peace and victory, and the cross, the ultimate symbol of violence and suffering. We know where this procession is going. We know that it continued beyond the joy, praise, and triumph of today's gospel passage. We know that it led somewhere the crowd would never have imagined, their cry changing from Hosanna to crucify in the space of a few days, their triumphant king crowned with thorns and suffering death, even death on a cross. What kind of king is this, and where is this procession going? As we continue to grieve, not only over the loss of our familiar Holy Week rituals, but more deeply over the great suffering we are seeing in our world at this time, it is only natural to ask, where is God in all this? We might return in our minds to those two processions, Pilate's procession, revealing an image of a king or ruler as an absolute monarch, controlling things from on high, Jesus of Nazareth's procession, revealing an image of a king as a servant, whose kingdom is won through humility, vulnerability, and suffering. Jesus reveals to us in this procession, and where it leads, that God is not an absolute monarch controlling things from above. God is a servant king who enters into the suffering of our world, who bears the pain with us, and who promises never, ever to leave us. That is where God is in all this. We are not at church this Palm Sunday. We are at home, at work, or in hospital. But we can still be part of this procession, following Christ to the foot of the cross and beyond, to the joy, victory, and peace of Easter. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Let us declare our faith in God. We believe and trust in God, the Father Almighty. We believe and trust in Jesus Christ, his Son. We believe and trust in the Holy Spirit. We believe and trust in the three in one. Let us pray to the Lord, who is our refuge and stronghold. Jesus, our servant King, we remember your humility as you rode a donkey into Jerusalem. Help us to be ready to carry the loads of others. We pray especially for those who are carrying heavy burdens at this time, for those continuing to leave the safety of their homes to serve and help others, for those with unexpected childcare responsibilities, for all who feel overwhelmed by anxiety and worry. Draw alongside us as the gentle King who is always ready to share our burdens. Lord, hear us. Jesus, our servant King, we remember that you lived in a time of great political upheaval. Help us to look out for the needs of those whose lives have been affected by the upheaval caused by the coronavirus pandemic. We pray for the homeless, for refugees, for those on low incomes, for those furloughed from work, for those who are struggling to get food and medicine. Draw alongside us as the servant King who enables us to care for others. Lord, hear us. Jesus, our servant King, we remember the political and religious structures within which you lived your earthly life. Help us to support our political and religious leaders at this time. We pray for our Prime Minister and government, all members of Parliament, especially Annalise, our MP, for our local councillors and all who work with them at this time, for religious leaders of all faiths, especially Stephen, our Bishop, Justin, our Archbishop, and Pope Francis. Draw alongside them as the servant King, whose peaceable wisdom can bring support in the current crisis. Lord, hear us. Jesus, our servant King, we remember the palm branch, a symbol of victory. Help us to have faith in your victory over suffering and death. We pray for all who suffer at this time, especially those suffering from coronavirus, and for their families and friends. We remember all who have died, praying for the assurance of God's presence and mercy, and for comfort to all who grieve. Draw alongside us as the servant King who entered into suffering for our sake and who ever lives to redeem and save us. Lord, hear us. In a moment of quiet, we commend ourselves and all for whom we pray to the mercy and protection of God. Standing at the foot of the cross, let us pray with confidence as our Saviour has taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. We sing or listen to our final hymn, The Servant King.
your glory veil, not to be served but to serve, and give your life that we might live.
Sing it to me.
This is our God, the servant King. He calls us now to follow Him, to bring our lives as a daily offering of worship to the servant King.
Christ crucified, draw you to himself, to find in him a sure ground for faith, a firm support for hope, and the assurance of sins forgiven, and the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, be with you and remain with you always. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all evermore. Amen.